I will say, and don't repeat this out of this room, but I'm almost a little impressed with you lot. When I heard that there's a whole subculture of, what is it, horror movies, I thought surely you couldn't make anything that scary, but, well, they sort of range from childish and silly to actually things that even I don't want to look at. Don't you all have interesting minds? I don't think anyone in Asgard's ever tried to create something with quite so much gore. Though, I suppose on the other hand, they probably have just themselves created it in real life. In battle, or worse. Still, this is not what I had in mind. It's quite disturbing in places, but some of you lot enjoy this. They enjoy being scared or even greatly disturbed. I can understand if perhaps you're numb to this sort of thing, that all of this you just look at as some sort of art piece, as those aren't real entrails. Technically, every one of these fake corpses you could look at as if it's some sort of sculpture. And as much as I've had my hand in playing tricks, I'm not sure I enjoy being scared or scaring others to this degree. Pranks are meant to be funny. If you prank someone and they burst into tears, well, you've sort of done it wrong, don't you think? Darling? Are you listening to me? I know we're not supposed to talk during the film, but as if they really expect me to not comment on this, and they should at least be grateful that I'm talking quietly. Are you listening? Darling? Are you alright? I wasn't trying to scare you. I was merely trying to reach out and to comfort you. Look at me. Are you shaking? Do you want to go? I want you to answer that again, but pretend that there's no one else here. And know that no one's going to judge you. If you want, I can tell them that you've got a migraine or something. You want? Well, I'm sure you are trying to be brave. And you are brave, but one's bravery is more measured by the actions that they take, whether they can fight not just literal enemies, but even their own inner demons, whether they can go out and get out of bed despite the way that they feel inside. And yes, to an extent, doing things that they're scared of, but this isn't exactly going out and making friends or going to that interview or meeting someone or whatever. This is a movie that's not real, and that's all we're doing is sitting here in silence in the dark. If you don't like a certain film, that doesn't mean you're not brave. My dear, I want you to be truthful with me. All right, and you can whisper it if you want. Or just nod or shake your head. How about that? Are you scared of the film? Do you usually get scared of these sorts of... But you agreed to come and watch it. Why? No, you know what? I probably know the answer. You... What? Didn't want to be left out? Or didn't want to let everybody down? Or wanted to try and prove to yourself that you could brave it through the movie? So, just so you know, no one's going to think any less of you if you don't want to watch the film, or if it's too much for you. This is quite awful. Not to dismiss anyone else's tastes, but it's a lot, and you know, the majority of people don't enjoy watching things like this, I would assume. So, it's not abnormal or anything to want to go. And there's plenty of other ways to spend, All Hallows Eve with the others without subjecting yourself to this and getting upset. Darling, you're shaking. You look as if that you're about to cry, or that you have been crying. Have you been crying? And I didn't know. That's it. We're going back to your room. No, we are. All right. I'm not going to allow you to stay here and subject yourself to this content that is triggering you. And you're purposely and you're watching it because you're too scared to leave. It's harming you. It's okay to not like something and to be too scared of something to watch it. I'm not going to sit back and let you mentally harm yourself. Right? Get up. Yes, well, you'll be free of my talking now, Stark. Don't worry. Well, they just feel... The film's a bit too much for us. So, if you don't mind, perhaps next time one could post some warnings of what is going to be in it before we sit down to watch. Just for future reference. See, he's apologizing. They're not mad at you. No, well, I'll join you for the party later in the week, but we're going to retire for the night. Have fun. Come on. I'm taking you to bed, alright? Not like that. Right. You get changed into. I'm still talking quiet. We're not around the rest of them anymore. I just feel as if I'm supposed to be a bit gentle with you, which I'm not used to being, but I would like to learn how. So. Get yourself into whatever you're comfortable to sleep in, even if you don't want to sleep. You might have given yourself nightmares, but we can sit in bed, and you could choose something else to watch that will not scare you. Something cheerful or nostalgic, perhaps. I can bring myself to sit through a children's movie for you. I could sit through most things for you. So, get into something comfortable. Right? I'm going to see how many blankets we have. This one. Come here. Come here. That's it. My poor little love. Here. I had to stop myself from lying. It's such an instinctual thing, but I had to show you that. If you were honest and you told them that you were just simply scared of the film, uncomfortable, triggered by it, whatever the case may be, that there was, is no shame there. It's just a film at the end of the day. No one's going to be upset if you do or don't like it. Well, no one should be. Goodness. If anything, they probably feel bad that you felt pressured to watch it or you didn't know what to expect. So in the future, perhaps try and be aware. And they can try and be aware, make sure you know what's going to be in it. Same for everyone. God knows some of them have got their own issues. And if certain things were shown in a film, they'd be in tears. So, it's not just you. Yes. Even me. So. You never have to sit through another scary movie ever again. And it doesn't mean you're missing out on the fun or they're going to think that you're less, I don't know, brave, interesting, or worthy of having as a friend. And if they do, then they're not worthy of you. You just tuck yourself into me. Let me know if you want to watch anything or listen to anything. Anything you want. And if you fall asleep, and if you do have any horror movie-induced dreams, I'll be right here to wake you up. Or, if you'd like, I could perform a small spell. Make sure you don't have any nightmares. Of course. Anything you want. I would do anything to keep you feeling safe. You sit with me. And if you nod off and fall asleep, I'll perform the spell, alright?